So we're talking about a revival in Kitchell. And in this Acts passage, it isn't a matter of a revival. It's a matter of the blossoming of God's church through the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes at Pentecost just a few weeks away. And as the apostles were teaching around in the communities were gathering still in the temple where they learned of all the scriptures and all the stories. They also came together for meals and for sharing the bread and the cup the way that Jesus taught them to. And I thought about that. I thought about what it means to be a beloved community. How do we become a beloved community? And it came to my attention that one of the places we do that is around a table. If we think about all of the table gatherings that we have had here at Plank Chapel, the chatter we've had with one another, what it means to even be in the kitchen cooking pancakes, or in the kitchen cooking eggs and sausage and bacon, or in the kitchen cooking whatever we happen to be cooked, steaks, chicken, barbecue. Every time we have gathered and fed, there has been a place of enjoyment and rejoicing and moments to connect to one another so that we can become a beloved community. These early communities, they were so excited about Jesus and so excited about the transformation of their lives that they gathered frequently for meals and the breaking of the bread. They gathered frequently with such gratitude for what God was doing in their lives. And it's no mistake that we have the Good Shepherd passages this Sunday as we learn about what makes those communities beloved is the Good Shepherd, is Jesus. We can gather and have a great meal. We can gather and have a great time. But if we don't have a primary focus and a primary purpose, it's just a gathering. But when we are followers of Christ, when we are the ones who understand and believe that Christ came so that we might have life and have it abundantly, that he died on the cross so that we could have life, when we believe that and we gather and we share that, we not only share the meal that sustains our body, but we share sometimes in communion the meal that saves our soul. We're in a place right now where gathering and feasting had a long period of absence. Those times of COVID were times when we very rarely gathered except in our own homes. And some of us who are introverts might have gotten rather comfortable with the fact that we didn't have to go out, got rather comfortable in our aloneness. But Christ doesn't call the body of Christ to be alone. He calls the body of Christ to be a gathered body. Calls the body of Christ to be the one to proclaim a message of hope and salvation to the world. We need a revival because we have forgotten that joy that comes from knowing our Lord and Savior. We have forgotten that joy that comes when we share that story with others. We have forgotten that joy that comes when we gather around a table and feast not only on the food, but on the word of the Lord. When I think about these notes, and these aren't all of them, my secretary, you know what she's like, lost many over the years. When I think about these notes, and I think about a beloved community, a community that cares for one another and shares in each other's grief and sorrows and pain and suffering, and cares about the community and the Dementia Alliance thanking us for the funds that we had because we walked, and from Rise Against Hunger that thanks us for the meals that we packed, from Acts who thanks us for the food, the money we give to them, from Randolph who thanks us for the funds and for the team that went and put up a roof, for the teachers who thank us for the small tokens that we give them in their box and the meal that we give them each year. A beloved community is a community that cares for the goodwill, the welfare of all the people in the community. We put a blessing box up so that we could be that blessing to those who are in need. And we still don't know all the needs that are in our community. We only know that the box is empty more than it's full. We have a fourth Saturday, a free market, where we all go through our homes and get rid of the things we don't need anymore, and we see them rush in the doors to just take these treasures to their own place, especially the children who get excited. A beloved community that cares about the welfare of its where it's placed. Pentecost is coming. The excitement about being built as the body of Christ, about the Holy Spirit blowing through that upper room that took the fears away from all those disciples, and Peter going up on that balcony and proclaiming a word that could have put him on the cross the way Christ was put on the cross. This image, some say, is a utopian image that all believed were together and had all things in common. And they would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. But this is the verse. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The people who could see the glad and generous hearts, who received that which was a need that they had, that came to them without even knowing who brought it. They saw what God does through God's people. Timothy talks to us about Jesus as the guardian of our souls. It is when we keep that relationship pure, when we continue to cultivate, to fertilize, to grow that relationship in God through our time of worship and study, then we become that instrument through which the community is fed and alive. I get a gift every week. Granted, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I'm not thinking it's much of a gift because I haven't done it yet. But I get this gift of writing a meditation that goes in a bulletin that goes to our shut-ins, those who can't make it to worship. And this week, when I wrote the devotion, I spoke about a beloved community that I was part of. And I'll speak about a couple others, but this one's important to know about. It was in Spokane, Washington. It was in the basement of a church on 3rd and Howard. Their fellowship hall was in their basement, along with a full-court basketball court. And the 82-year-old who started us having a meal to the homeless. So there on these long tables were these big trays of stuff that was hearty, not necessarily delicious, but it was hearty. And serving it would be members of the church and members of the homeless or not so homeless, but broken communities, side by side, serving everyone who came. And around those round tables, you would have young people and old people, some who smelled, some who didn't, some who had nice clothes, some who didn't, gathered and talked and shared in the feast. And when I think of beloved community, that is one of the pictures I have of what it looks like. Another picture is a little bit smaller, and it was, again, in Spokane. It was in my own home as Leo and I put together whatever tables we could possibly have because the adults I went to graduate school with were coming over for Thanksgiving. So I had a priest from Malawi. I had a Roman Catholic best friend of mine forever. A young man. We had our our exchange student from Germany, and we were there, and the list kept going. It was this hodgepodge of people gathered around the table, feasting and sharing fellowship, the beloved community. But there's one other moment I remember distinctly here at Plank Chapel, and it wasn't the barbecue. It was a Holy Thursday that we had, and we had it the whole service in the fellowship hall. And Leo and Wes and I fixed a roast beef dinner. And we gathered round the tables, and Leo, Wes, and I served everybody who came that day. And we sat and ate and talked, and then we broke bread and had communion with one another. And it was probably one of my most important and life-changing Holy Thursday moments, because there I was gathered with the body of Christ, sharing a meal and breaking bread, as it says we are to do in the Acts passage. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in that place where we can be a beloved community, seeing to the needs of others, and even without resources, we can still provide companionship. We can still provide that connection, because the Blessing Box and Fourth Saturdays, we're making connections. The next step is making relationships, because it's in relationships that Christ does the best work. If you were to ask Darlene how long she's been friends with Joyce, I don't know if she could tell you, but that level of connection that they have as best friends. And all of you probably started to think about your best friends that are still part of your connection, or your sisters, or your brothers, those who make family be family, whether it's blood family or family of God. Now is the time to remember that some of the work might be hard, but as we read in 1 Peter, that even though the work might be hard, if it's hard and we suffer for God's glory, God will approve, and God will bring God's glory and witness to that. I believe the time for Plank Chapel to grow into who God wants us as beloved community is right at the beginning of this time now. You have been growing for years. The next growth, the next new spring is coming. My prayer is that we step into it, knowing God is leading the way. Because we know Jesus' voice, and that's the voice we will follow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.